What are you doing? You're moving in with some ITT, bro.
ITT?
It's intent to touch, homie.
I'm sorry. Last time I checked, I thought we lived in a free country, so.
No, we don't.
No?
It's the United States of don't touch that thing right in front of you.
Do
I'm going to hit you with a flashlight.
Oh, now you are threatening me.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch me with that.
Want to see what happens when I do it one more time?
Let's see what happens.
Watch you do nothing. Let's watch you do nothing when I do this.
I've seen things you cannot imagine.
Like what kind of stuff?
Good to see you, lad.
It ain't Mr. Big in the britches himself.
This is the Smithsonian. This is the big leagues.
We're all systems go.
Go! Go! Go!
You don't know!
We have launch commit.
I want to go, no go for launch.
No go! I say no go.
This thing doesn't even look real. Seriously, dude, these animatronics suck.
All right. Well, Claire Brown is the Director of Communications for the Air and Space Museum, where you just heard. She was involved in the project from the very beginning and worked closely with the filmmakers and joins us now with the background. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, that movie sounds like a lot of fun. It must have been a lot of fun working with the crew and making it.
It was. It is a lot of fun. First of all, I've actually seen it 3 times now, and I keep seeing more every time I see it. But it was great fun making it last summer too. They were on location here at the museum for 4 or 5 days, and also at the Smithsonian Castle. So we had the opportunity to observe a lot of the sequences that were being shot, and then also we helped them with create sets in Vancouver.
Now, how complicated a process is it for the federal government to approve the making of a movie in one of their buildings?
Well, in this case, it's the Smithsonian, so...
You get to approve it yourself? You don't have to get White House approval or anything like that?
Definitely not, although I know that there have been motion pictures that have been shot around the White House and other federal properties. But in this case, it was really the Smithsonian Institution, and our secretary and the Board of Regents thought it was a good project. We had the opportunity to review the script and thought it was a great project for the Smithsonian to put its name on.
Just out of curiosity, you know, some of these stars that are in that movie, Robin Williams, you know, there's pretty big time stars, Ben Stiller, were they how impressed were they when they saw the Smithsonians themselves up close inside, maybe for the first time?
No, they've been in one other movie before. There was a Smithsonian 1, and this is Smithsonian 2,
oh,
right?
Oh, it was the same actors?
Well, actually,
yeah.
Oh, well, all right. So they've been there.
Actually, they shot scenes for the first movie in New York at the Museum of Natural History.
So they didn't use this Smithsonian here?
No. This is the first for the Smithsonian.
All right. So I stand corrected.
But it was, but back to your question, I think they really, well, first of all, I think all of them have been here before, and they all mentioned that. Hank Azaria said his mom had brought him to the Air and Space Museum when he was a kid. Robin Williams said that the place makes him feel like he's 6 years old again.
Yeah,
because
he does that too, yeah.
Reach out and touch things.
But, Ms. Brown, with all that delicate antique memorabilia hanging around, were you worried about that at all? Were you worried that there might be some problem, that somebody might bang into something, you know, even if it was by mistake?
Sure, but we do have a lot of experience in this. So many documentaries and television shows are shot at the Smithsonian, so we really already have a lot of procedures in place. Nonetheless, we had curators who were on the set all the time, and we had collection specialists to protect the artifacts, and we worked very, very closely with the crew. So as far as lighting and setup and action and that kind of thing, it's all very well planned in advance.
And so how do you think this will benefit the Smithsonian as a federal institution after the movie's released?
Well, I think that it will benefit the Smithsonian in that it will get the word out to people as far as what is here in Washington. You know, we have a lot of visitors who come to Washington every year, but I think there will be even more because the opportunity to see these iconic artifacts and free of charge, which I think a lot of people don't really understand, but by finding out more about the institution and Washington, D.C. through the movie, I think it will encourage them to come and visit.
And didn't that prove true after the release of the first Night at the Museum?
It did.
Yeah.
The museum in New York experienced a great jump in attendance.
Wasn't it
25%?
But it was titled Smithsonian, so people realized that it wasn't really the Smithsonian.
No, it wasn't. It was called Night at the Museum.
Ah, okay. So yeah. this is specifically
this is Revenge of the Smithsonian.
Yeah, this
for
is
leaving us out the first time.
Smithsonian. So.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and for doing such a great job shepherding Hollywood and Washington, and I guess it's sort of like a mind meld as well.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It was a real pleasure.